I want to hear my own intro.
You want to hear intro instead of intro instead of intro?
Ooh.
It's called the elevator effect.
Wait a minute. Would that have like a feedback?
Little echo? Not really. Mm. It's not infinite. Hey, okay. Folks. This is Matt and Zach at the Done in 30 podcast. It's not an actual place, so I don't know why I said at. We're inside of your computer boxes here, folks.
We're inside your mind if you have earbuds in.
I guess all auditory things are through the ear, so we're always in your ears.
We're always in your ears, whether
unless
it's
you don't have ears
or speakers.
Or don't have the ability to use your ears.
Why wouldn't they have the ability to use their ears?
Because they some people aren't born with ears, okay?
Yeah.
And they just have... They just have
some
knotted
people,
little holes.
Some people don't have the right.
You know,
that's
offended that you would even bring that up.
Mm.
Speaking of offended folks.
Don't even get me started.
I am going to lead with a story here. A lady's pissed off about a bathroom, folks.
You should just go to the webpage. What's Dateline something?
The poop room makes her fart box angry here.
What's
feminist the... writer now saying restroom signs are offensive because the women aren't wearing pants.
So, did you read the article?
You
skimmed through it, didn't you?
Skimmed through it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call a cold read. Matt has elected to just view the headline, and then we talked about it for brief moments.
Isn't that the basis of sensationalist media? Was that Fox News in a nutshell? Bazinga!
They don't ever read the story. They're just like, they're like mid sentence and they go, oh god, I have to say that. Just like that. I'll dig this up while you read that. Here, just go.
Liberals have shown enough outrage for the Confederate flag taken down everywhere. Then TV Land canned reruns of Dukes and Hazzards because blah, 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 blah. What's next?
Come on.
Are female restroom signs offensive because women aren't wearing dresses instead of pants? Yep, from Daily Caller. I'm not sure if that's an actual person or if that's a website or...
How's it spelled?
D-A... Conventional Daily Caller. C-A-L-L-E-R. Daily, like in every day it's happening.
It seems like a really weak publication, although I see
right.
The Huffington Post.
Yeah, it's a Huff Post.
That's more legit, but how does this even make the news?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all distraction, man.
Yeah, man. There's just like things going on. The man doesn't want you to know, man.
So, a Seattle-based...
So why is she so upset?
Feminist, truly glorious dreams. I can't even figure out who the person is.
What her name is.
You know what? That's not important. You know, we use icons because they're easily recognizable. If I had a icon with just a person with long hair and a person with short hair, that doesn't really denote male and female. But the hips, ladies, mm-hmm. have different curvature. But I mean, if you're a kid, you're not really going to dissect the image. You're taught from an early age, blue is boy, pink is girl.
Also, I mean, I guess if you're blind, you're still going to read the Braille on the door.
True, and it says...
It's going to say male or female or women.
It says lady with dress.
Yeah, lady with dress.
It says outdated 1950s iconography. It's a lot of dots, man. Looks like a machine gun. It's my imitation of Braille.
Well, or reading Braille with your hand. All right, I'm still trying to find this here, but anyways, yeah.
What's your opinion on the lady bathroom scandal?
Well, you know, you see, thanks. Oh, first of all, I have to thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for taking my call about the female bathroom sign.
First time listener, or was it?
Long time listener, first time caller. Thanks for letting me get through. I love the show. You guys are great. Anyways, this bitch really just needs to get off her high horse and just use the damn bathroom. That's all. I'm going to hang up and listen to your responses.
I think that's an excellent point. I mean, this Tinkle Palace should be used for solely that, not
yes,
used as a war room.
And she needs to focus on aiming in the toilet more than complaining about the sign.
I think that's a male-centric issue. So we got those.
Not true. From my sources on the inside, women's restrooms can be...
Oh, they are
just
atrocious.
As gnarly as a man.
I don't know who taught the ladies the hover technique, but they need to
Why?
Be shy.
Just guess what? When I take a, when I have to use the bathroom and I go number, wait, have we cursed yet? I think we're doing good.
I think you've said a couple of things.
Man, darn it. I was trying to keep like the beginning of the show clean. I don't know. It's like this tactic. Maybe our listeners will listen longer if they don't just hear
it's like
blatant cursing.
Playing a car wash in reverse. So the car starts clean and ends up dirty. That's pretty much our podcast.
That's your analogy?
I guess.
I'll actually allow it. That was pretty good. It's pretty good. Okay, but no, I just...
Sounds like a sexual position. It's a reverse cow wash or car wash, folks.
Ooh, give your man the reverse car wash. Ew,
you'll both feel dirty at the end.
But they're both dirty at the... So, okay, so...
So dirty, and folks, you'll have to go to an actual car wash. It's the only thing buffing that shame are giant, giant buffers.
There's not enough soap in the world to get that shame off your
Those
face.
Those blue needles will distract you from what you've done to yourself.
Your cord's all messed up here.
You know what? My cord's very self-conscious. Can you
look?
Can you
I just don't want to. I just want to knock your drink over.
Fumbling with my cord here, left and right.
Look, I'm moving your drink. Uh-oh. I'm moving other things. Jeez. Oh, okay. What were we talking about?
It's like a live shark in here, just flopping around.
Yeah. Well, you know.
We were talking about the 1950s iconography used for the bathroom.
Yeah, no, just the fact that women even hover. I mean, when I go to use a number two in the bathroom or have a sit down, so to speak, I just wipe the seat off.
I do what I like to call the prairie dog technique, or the unseen mortar.
Look, I sit down.
Just take it. Just lob it into the next. And then you yell, fire in the hole!
Fire in the hole! Oh, that's... But you'd have to touch your own shit for that joke. That... Or prank, rather. That's not a joke. That's just disgusting. Just... if you're confident that you're in your bowel movements where you can actually throw your own feces into the stall next to you, then kudos.
You use an intricate system of tubes, mnemonic tubes.
What would you do if it was a single-stall bathroom? Like, there's a guy at the urinal, and you're just going to, like, melee him with your own feces? What's up, bro? Hey, I got my dick in my... Oh, God! What? Oh, what is this?
Yeah, usually they have a urinal and a thing.
Yeah.
I'm protected by the walls of the...
Yeah, you're really protected. Now, I will admit, I would never throw my own feces at another human being in a bathroom, but I have
like
definitely...
Like any rational human being?
For sure. But what I have done before is, let's say you're in the bathroom and you just got done washing your hands.
That sounds a lot better. Okay.
Oh, my God.
First one, we were using Phantom Power, and now we are... Good old-fashioned non-phantom power. Go ahead.
Well, does that make a difference for the listeners or just
It makes a difference in the sound.
Hmm. Okay. I have sprayed water on a unsuspecting patron in the restroom that's in the stall.
Did she use, like, a cup?
I don't think I administered the water in that volume.
Jesus. Oh, this is people water.
No, I'm just saying, like,
You pissed on somebody?
I, like, took my hands and... cupped them and then flung it.
You flung piss?
Like a trebuchet. No, dick. Water from the sink. Stop that. Oh. I am not peeing in my own hands, although it is clean and sterile.
You're a monster.
I'm not some sort of like primate. I just take water from the sink and huck it at somebody while
I mean, it could be said that we are derived from the primate family.
You're saying you pee in your hands?
No, I'm saying I poop in my hands.
It's like, oh, we got a caller on line six.
Hey, man, I just want to say you guys are peeing in your hands. That's messed up, man.
All right, hang up the phone on that guy. I wonder if that... Ooh, you know what? We never ended up getting
the MIDI controller thing?
Or just like a soundboard in general.
Yeah, we'll have to actually talk to Chick about that.
My hero?
Your hero. Be like, hey, Chick, how you making them funny sounds? That's not actually how we talk.
No, it's not how we talk at all. This is how we talk. Why can't I find this? Oh, Jesus. Here it is. So, I don't even know what led us to come to this point, but... all right, let me...
Describe what we are not listening to here.
This was a couple of years ago. This was that Asiana plane crash where the... pilots' names were misleadingly leaked to. Oh, this. Well, because we're talking about like a newscaster or broadcaster that's reading something for the first time.
Right.
And they haven't really had a chance to read it and go, this is ridiculous. I'm not reading this on the air.
Fuck well, you, San Diego.
Yeah, this is what happens.
I think that was good. That's good. Whether she was
already dead. This is what happens when that happens.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. And the NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly
Sum Ting Wong.
I mean, she doesn't skip a beat. She nailed it.
She's taught to, in the face of danger, to stare it down.
I mean, in the face of danger, she just nailed four, not one, but four incredibly racist names for people that died. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not trying to make fun of the fact that people died, but that the fact that the station took those names and were like,
I mean,
their names.
They look different enough.
Yeah, they look stereotypically Asian enough. So yeah, let's just go ahead and let's run with it. Run with it. Oh my God, Bob and Tom had a heyday with that.
Did they really?
Oh man, everybody did. It was all over like Reddit and just how can you let that slide by? Anyway, so basically,
I want to squeeze this one off. New York City had a micro crash at the stock
market. Well, let's back up. Let's back up. Why don't we say? Here, I'll lead you into it. So I'll say, all right. Well, enough of this gay banter, Matt. What's
New York City? That's my
no, Jesus, no. We just you gotta, like
micro crash, Microsoft softly crash.
How do I do this? Maybe
bit the apple. The apple is bad.
Maybe I'll give you like the 5 second countdown, and I'll say something like
The bits weren't coined, actually.
So
caused mayhem.
So Matt, like, what's in the news today? Anything recent? What's going on in your life, or what have you heard recently? And then I'll like give you like the countdown, and then go, and then you're like, oh yeah, well I heard about New York having some crazy issues.
New York stock closed.
Oh, it's just stock exchange. we'll get better on it.
It really influenced or impacted me personally.
I think it did. You seem really like afflicted by. Is that a word I should use? Afflicted?
Yeah.
You
using almost, $5 top shelf words.
It almost accosted me. All right, go on. So what happened in New York City?
So recently I got into this app called Acorns where it will round up to the nearest dollar.
Yeah, you sent me a link on this. Tell the listeners what it's all about.
So it's kind of like a microtransaction tool to help you invest in the stock market.
And it rounds up to the nearest dollar and uses that money to
every
invest.
$5 you get, you invest into either like a conservative, moderate, or an aggressive
stock.
Stocks, yeah. There's a whole portfolio. You can't really customize a portfolio or anything. Just how aggressive you want to be with it.
How aggressive.
And it would be just as I get a stock market app where I'm investing money, there's a micro crash in New York.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I realize that the stock market is pretty much traded by computers.
Oh, yeah. Like I mean, nowadays especially.
Thousands of transactions per second versus having 5,000 people on the floor going, I want to buy Microsoft!
Buy, sell!
Yeah, imagine how frantic that was.
No thanks.
If it was anything like Wolf on Wall Street, that'd be pretty awesome.
We would have to eventually get there. What a fantastic movie.
Right.
I mean, like the first... It starts off so innocent, and then he just realizes that when you're playing with other people's money, you're just trying to fuck them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just what does Matthew McConaughey say? He says, by the end of the day, you want to take the customer's money and put it in your pocket. Something to that effect. And it's like, oh my God, how true. Oh my God.
It's all flim-flam. It's all
it opened my eyes. And then, of course, that fantastic scene where he opens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's that too. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of great scenes in that movie, but where he's where they first open their like garage or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there on the phone, and he's just like making so many sexual maneuvers while he's talking to this guy, and then he does the thumb in the butthole thing. That's what brought it home for me was the fact
was
that
like, thumb in the butthole.
Thumb in the butthole. That's fantastic. And then he just like hangs up the phone while he's like, you know, giving it to him and. Oh my God! How does Leonardo DiCaprio not have like an Oscar?
Just for that scene where he's
just for that entire movie.
Yeah, Whenever he's like, and
Leo
then the Quaaludes
has nailed so many films and zero Oscars. He has like, he's got like the Madden, like the Madden cover curse or something when it comes to awards. Okay, well, back to New York. Sorry, we're tangent.
So there's a micro closure or micro crash that lasted a few hours. It was
a glitch in a
grid system that overpowered some electricity. Some subway systems went down, and it didn't last for very long.
Imagine being stuck on the subway for an hour.
Yeah,
that's
just
gotta be awful.
To get to meet all the subway people who live down there, haven't seen the light of day since the 70s.
Subway people.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah.
There's a documentary. There's an NPR special. Yeah.
We could do like a whole special just about New York City's
mole people.
Mole people.
Yeah. Let's go down and meet one. Interview them.
What
is this wizardry?
We should have a New York mole person on the show.
I can't imagine that they survive winters for very long. I guess if you're deep enough in the earth, it's pretty cool.
Oh, well. Yeah, no, I mean,
it's geothermal.
Below the earth's surface, it's pretty chilly, but then as you get closer to the earth's core.
Yeah, closer to the core. Anyway, so Anonymous claimed ownership of the micro crash there.
Oh, is that a fact?
It is a fact. And I hear China's been shit in the bed, too.
Wait, what?
Their stock market's kind of...
Well, no, what was that expression you just used?
Shit the bed.
Really?
Yeah. Shit the bed?
I see what you're trying to do there. You're trying to set me up. It ain't gonna work.
I didn't get you this time.
I did not shit the bed.
And then we've got presidential hopefuls, Hillary Clinton, who I guess is being caught and alive some sort.
Oh my God. Are you talking about where she spoke with Eleanor Roosevelt or something? Seriously, have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Oh my God. My coworker had like printed the article off and handed it to me. And I just can't find this. I'm sorry. Anyways, and she supposedly talked to Eleanor Roosevelt's spirit at the White House. I guess that's like the big thing, is that it's the White House is haunted. It's haunted.
Famous people.
I guess.
Imagine if you're trying to go to the original White House. There's just nothing. It's like a Starbucks in a gas station or whatever. Somebody pre like 1920s or whenever it burned down. And you hear about that?
No, what was this?
Yeah, the first White House burned down. They moved it.
What?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. It's totally a real thing.
I don't believe you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to look it up right now. But while I look this up, I'd like to talk about the candidate you're never going to vote for, and then the other candidate that you're too afraid to vote for. That's hello? Is there
someone
on the phone?
Do you want
me to
answer that?
Yeah, just go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air.
Is this Done in 30 podcast?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, I just wanted to call in and represent for us that are the mole people in New York City.
I'm amazed that you have a phone.
I didn't know you guys. Yeah, how'd you get our number? Wait a minute, we're not even putting this on the air yet. How did you know about this?
Well, we mole people, we just we know things, man.
Lottery numbers
conversation.
Or anything?
What?
Do you know the winning lottery numbers?
What?
Maybe help a brother out.
Lottery number. What the fuck's on?
The Lotteria.
What's the lottery, man? I don't know what that is.
I'm sure they had that.
I've been under the New York City subway since 1953. I haven't seen the sun in a while.
But you're pretty pale there, aren't you?
I'm mostly pale.
what's the other
colors?
I've
been surviving on others down here in the subways. We just find the youngest and we eat them.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, I think I've heard enough of this.
Wait. I'm not done yet.
What's that, sir?
I think he's I think he's gone. No, I hung up on him.
Yeah, it's a good call. It's getting a little dicey there.
Yeah, well, I think he was just
popping up out of nowhere.
I think he was trying to like
people.
Prove a point, and it just wasn't coming across very well. I guess he wasn't very creative.
you could say that he was Lost in the Dark.
Oh!
Anyway, so Donald Trump, the joke candidate you're probably not going to vote for. And have you heard
that
Univision cut ties with him? Macy's cut tied with him.
Univision?
Yeah, for the...
Isn't that a Mexican television network?
It is. For the blatantly racist things he was saying about...
Really?
All, if not most... Are those Mexicans?
Much like our last caller, I pretty much live under a rock, so I don't really have much information on Donald Trump. I mean, I know he's like a
billionaire. How can he not? I mean, he's just being made fun of everywhere, left and right.
Well, he's not claiming he spoke with Eleanor's spirit, so there's that.
Did you see the transcript or anything? Was it like, I had a seance, I spoke to her, she came to me in the form of ectoplasm?
The ectoplasm? Yeah. The article I read was like, Bill Clinton was making a speech and he goes, oh yeah, my wife Hillary was talking to Eleanor the other day. Like, what? Yeah, like he just...
She's just playing it off like the good wife.
He just,
he totally
just brought it up.
What the hell?
Why?
Yeah, I was talking to her.
I don't know if it was a press conference or just
a... nice, powerful forward bob and...
Or if it
nice,
was like...
strong, padded shoulders.
I mean, it could have been a really casual conversation, but because they're a former president and...
Think they
former...
high-fived each other?
No, I'm just saying, like, it could have been a casual conversation... And then a reporter caught wind of it, but...
When did she die?
Why bring it up?
Right?
Why bring it up? Like, if I... if I spoke to a dead person and shit went down, why would I even bring it up?
So she died in 1962. When was...
Really?
Yeah. November 7th.
Jesus Christo. So she's been dead for... A long time.
A minute. When was Hillary in office?
Hillary Clinton.
She's born in what the... When was she born?
It's right there on her Wikipedia page.
She's born... I guess she would have been 20-something.
So...
Whenever she died. So she would have had to talk to her whenever she was young.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have been...
super young.
Like, she wasn't into politics when she was 20, was she?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, they went to...
we're not very educated here on the Dunn.
Yeah, especially
podcast.
She went to Yale. I mean...
Oh!
She went to Yale from 69 to 73, so she was in Yale.
So she was too busy partying and having fun at college to give a single
Four
fluck
years
about
after she
Roosevelt,
was dead.
Eleanor.
So it must have been one of those seance situations. They got that...
Maybe they're like doing like...
White House magic.
Opium or something.
Some ayahuasca. It's laying out on the lawn.
The burr, 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 ayahuasca. Burr. Oh my god, that's something I haven't heard about in a while.
Burr, 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 burr.
Now, how do you spell ayahuasca? That's the real challenge.
Just like any smartwatch, starts with an I.
No, it's got some super. It's like xylophone, man. It just doesn't. It doesn't spell the way it should.
It's not like race car. Or...
No. Wait, isn't race car a palindrome?
Yeah.
Just like dad or mom or. Bob.
There was a character in something that I was watching recently where he only spoke in palindromes. I think it was Robot Chicken, and like he just made no sense.
Robot Chicken.
Actually, there's two spellings. I-O-W-A-S-K-A or I-A-Y-A.
Don't worry, folks. We'll edit this part out.
H-U-A-S-17-C-A.
Fuck was that? All right, look, the F word's out of the bag now, so it's just like, you know, we're just going to let it fly. Can I ask you something? Should What's I sit that? Over there from now on so I can do all the reading?
Maybe.
Because you're over here like, you're like, oh, yeah, let me, because you go from like natural talking to normal Matt, and then when you read an article like, and then there was this piss. No, your British accent's spot on, by the way, so maybe you should do more of that.
I'll have to hear more British people talking before I can do it again.
Yeah, but it was fantastic. Whatever show we
Whoa!
Did, there was a show a while back where we actually had you doing a pretty sick accent. But no, you get over there and you start reading.
I'm trying to enunciate.
Your tone starts getting really robotic, and I'm not making fun of you. I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. It's killing me. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to be
the BBC.
Hey, I'm not trying to be mean.
Like,
yes, that's kind of what it is.
And
it's
then
like,
everyone died.
Yes. And then everyone got on the plane and everyone landed safe. Well,
this is Lakshmi Singh and this is World Have Your Say.
The BBC World Update. God, what's that guy's name? He nails it too. Good story, right?
John Oliver. talking in his British accent.
Oh my God.
Anyway, those you've got Brits. A story for us.
Now, let's talk about the 4th of July weekend. What'd you do? Derail. Cocksucker. You're not going to drag me into that. You're not going to drag me into that lake of piss.
It's so funny.
Man, we'll talk about it next week. Fuck it.
Okay. Got to remember it.
Yeah, how can I forget?
Set reminder, email set phaser, done in 30.
Set phasers to don't forget. Okay, so.
Seriously, though, email us if you hear this episode at doneinthirty@gmail.com.
DONEINDONEIN30@gmail.com. For the love of Christ, just send us an email, something letting us know that you either love the show, you hate the show, or some version on the spectrum of an emotion.
You can send us emotions.
This one's been pretty silly, I gotta admit. Like, we tangented way too much to talk about all the serious stuff we have up on the board.
Yeah.
We did. Hey, at least we got it.
We had a surprise call today. That was interesting.
Yeah. It actually went pretty well. I don't know if we'll have any future phone calls because, frankly, I don't know how they got our number, but it happened.
I mean, I've been putting it on bathroom stalls like everywhere.
Are you serious?
And gas stations.
Son of a bitch, Matt. Well, no wonder they got our number.
I just have like a vague picture of a child.
Wow.
I have a vague like Photoshop picture of a child with like a phone number and it has no explanation. It's just a child and a phone number. And you're like, wait, is this a charitable organization? Is this like the new Fuddruckers or what's going on here?
So maybe you should make a new, that should be like for your third comic. Now stick with me here. It's just a guy with a sheet of paper with a phone number on it, and then he can't decide whether he should call it or not.
It's like what could happen?
It's got about as much excitement as that movie Phone Booth.
That was so exciting, but I'm...
That was a terrible film.
It was a terrible film.
Kiefer Sutherland was in the movie, and for those of you who can't see my fingers, I'm using quotations, because I don't think you ever actually see him.
Was he the voice?
Yeah, he was the voice of the guy talking to the guy. And like,
I want you to go down and get 14 copies of Star Wars.
I mean, he's like, yeah, tell him you like having sex with his wife. And the black guy's like, what?
And he's tell like, him Han shot first. Classic trilogy or nothing.
Okay. Oh, that was fantastic, man.
Donna.
Tell him Han shot first. Do it. Or I'll blow the whole city block up.
I don't know what that means. He's saying Han shot first. Why do you mean Han shot first? And the remake, they make Grano shot first. he's upset. He's irate.
Tell him Han shot first. Tell him Han shot first. Tell him or I'll shoot him in the face. Tell him or I'll kill his wife.
But Grano shot.
Oh my God.
It's so hot.
He just shot him. Hot.
Blood, because it's actually hot coming out of the body.
God damn it, that movie sucked. I remember seeing the trailer.
I was like,
oh, and who's the guy in the phone booth? Is that Colin Farrell? Okay.
In Green World, because everything has that weird greenish tint.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but okay.
You should go look at the cinematography of that bad boy.
Okay. Let's go down the list. Kiefer Sutherland, great. Colin Farrell, great. The black guy with the bad eye, what's his name?
Forrest Whitaker. Wait, no, not green. I'm thinking the Matrix. This one has like that blue tint to it.
The point I'm trying to make is when I saw the preview, it looked awesome. And then when I watched the movie, I realized that all of the action was put in the trailer.
Yeah, it's one of those.
The rest of it is just Colin Farrell staring out and just like, I can't tell him that. Tell him you fucked his wife. Tell him you like to have a threesome with him and his sister. Or, you know what I mean? It was just like all these like stupid things. He's like, tell him
you like to rub tell gummy bears on your balls.
Tell him that he's...
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Tell him that you don't like black people. I don't like black people. Oh, you son of a bitch. Wait a minute. Go back to that. Was that somebody pissing?
No, she's just like inside of a phone booth sleeping.
There's a scantily clad woman dressed.
She's not scantily clad. I mean, she's got like a sports bra
and like shorts that are shorter than my boxers. Good grief.
I mean, we're not going to tell her not to wear that.
Your mother would be so embarrassed right now, and I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her what you did. Basically, well, the picture's already gone.
Combat boots and a wedgie.
You know, there is nothing more.
She's got like a chandelier on her back.
You know what? Let's wrap the show up here with this.
I know,
because
they can't really see what we're...
So, we just hit 30 minutes, but I do have a mild rant to make.
Me too.
I'm a heterosexual male, so pretty much any confirmed...
Prove it. Male privilege.
Any confirmed female will attract me in one way, shape, or form. But there is something that truly destroys my attractiveness to women, and it's normally whenever they dress like a man. So
like...
For example... There was a woman getting off the airplane with me when we came back from Florida.
What do you mean, like a business suit, like a power suit? Or?
No, a woman in a suit. Man, if she's showing off those assets, then I'm still going to like, no, wife beater would probably be like pretty cute or whatever. No, this, okay. So she had like the shaved, like partially shaved head.
Oh, she has the sideways mullet.
And then she has like the like jacket from Breakfast Club on or something, you know, like it's my boyfriend's jacket.
Oh, gotcha.
And then I don't know what kind of shorts she had on, but that doesn't matter because she had like knee-high men's looking cowboy boots on. It was basically like she was like stranded and naked somewhere and walked into a truck stop to dress herself. And I'm like, honey, you're a cute girl, but you have just destroyed it. That's my message. That was my rant for the day.
So you're angry at the rapper, not the candy bar?
Yeah, I'm sure once she was...
it's improperly
declothed.
Promoted.
I just... Whatever. It just destroys it. I'm a woman. I can dress any way I want. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Then wear a pink tuxedo. That would be funny.
That'd be a cool outfit.
I think
attitude's a turnoff. Because you can be relatively like okay looking, but if you're funny and have a great attitude, that kind of makes up for it.
And looks aren't everything. I mean, obviously, right. That's very shallow to just assume by her cover I shouldn't be like that. But I'm just saying that I can't really hold a conversation with you when you look like you... woke up naked somewhere and had like 10 seconds to dress yourself, and those were the only, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't know what's going on.
There's a bomb about to explode, and you have to get out of this room in 10 or okay, 10 seconds is kind of ridiculous. Like 15 seconds.
It's still kind of
okay. All right. 30 seconds.
You've got approximately 20 minutes.
Let's play a game. So she's got 30 seconds.
Your phone
and it's like,
get dressed.
And it's like, instantly, there's a box that opens that has like horrible truck stop guys' clothing. And
maybe
then
she's a Terminator.
And then
give
if
me
she
your jacket, give me a boot.
That's
if you
a
want
nice.
To live.
That's a nice jacket. Whatever. It just ruined it. She was a good looking female.
Did
had
you talk
potential.
To her?
Hell no. I don't know. I was kind of shy in the airplane.
You're shy in the airplane? Nobody's shy in the airplane. They're putting their feet all over everything.
No, but I don't know. I just I don't want to like
each other's air.
Pressure somebody into talking to me.
Oh my goodness, that's like talk rape. How dare you come up to me?
Oh my god,
no is no.
Try not to choke. Okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen,
you're
Matt,
raping my ears.
Matt officially episode 15. Mark your calendar. Matt just stole the show. With his Hans shot first joke earlier that had me rolling, and now talk rape. Yes, that's right. He raped me by forcing me to talk to him.
Because inconvenience is the same
as forced sexual intercourse. All right, let's end the show. This has been Done in 30 with Matt and Zach.
But
I'm Zach.
But
that's Matt.
I am.
And we should definitely work on getting outro music. Goodbye.
But real quick, though, no comic this week. I had things to do. Also, I'm starting a comic book club starting this Sunday.
I'm sorry, Matt. We forgot to do the plug. Okay, so tell them about the comic book
group. This is a plug in non-butt form. little lowbrow humor there. But I am starting a comic book group called Saw You Wanna Make Comics. We're meeting at the Greenwood Library.
Okay.
This Sunday.
I'm gonna work on this. What's it called again?
So You Want to Make Comics? ?
So the Facebook page is called So You Want to Make Comics.
So You Want to Make
Comics. See, that's we got to work on this. My God. Matt, if we're going to do a podcast, we got to do it right.
I got to learn how to flow. Drop some beats for me.
All right.
Excuse me. Down in front. I'm still speaking here. We're still on my time.
Sorry. Here, I'll cover my microphone, and you just finish the show.
Shh, just go to sleep.
So I'm making a comic book rope.
No words, just tears.
It's called So You Want to Meet Comics. We're meeting at the Greenwood Library at 2 p.m. until 4, and then we're going to walk 6 minutes to Qdoba and eat afterwards. So there will be a catalog meeting, so if you want to make comics, come join us this Sunday, the 12th of July. And I am getting the finger and butthole motion, and that means it is time to wrap up.
That was a horrible plug. You have all the time in the world.
That's true. That's pretty much it. So come down if you want to learn how to make comics. We're going to try to get a comic done by November.
And the Facebook page is called what?
So You Want to Make Comics.
All right. I'm down for that.
Anything else I want to plug?
Mm.
I'm not doing a show until November. I'm going to be doing the independent self-publishing show. Also, PopCon is over, and I went to that, and Gen Con is right across the horizon here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like shit. That's what I wanted to talk about today was the GamesCon or whatever, Gen Con, one in San Diego is happening today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the big one. It's San Diego Comic-Con?
Comic-Con, yeah. It's like the big one where like all the late-year game releases are being teased and stuff like that.
Also movies and... Yeah. Like they're showcasing the Batman versus Superman. Batman versus Superman.
I don't think I ever really understood, but apparently San Diego is like a...
It's like a mecca.
It's a happening city.
Yeah, it's very trendy, very
they
liberal.
Have like apparently big comic clubs. Yeah. They've got a. I'm not a big fan of the NFL team.
I think
so that's why I don't
a few
really
of
pay
the comic
attention.
Book places have like big offices, like home offices.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. It's got a booming tech sector. So it's near that like Silicon Valley in California. Yeah.
It's anyway, like so super I guess there. Next week we can do a.
It's like a Chicago times two minus the murders, divided by sadness.
How is it? Isn't it on the coast?
It is on the coast.
How can you be sad? You're on the fucking ocean.
But I'm not there, and that makes me sad.
Sad panda. Anyways, so we can maybe next week we'll do like a wrap up of Comic-Con.
I know Conan O'Brien is.
Yeah, apparently he is just like somebody that was on Bob and Tom was saying that in San Diego right now that you can't. Like drive around and not see the Conan O'Brien billboards. I guess they have. I guess the advertisement.
He came as a Doof Warrior, which if you don't know or haven't seen Mad Max, it's the guy that like has bandages over his eyes and has a guitar and he's like attached on those giant amps and like suspended.
That's the Doof Warrior.
Yeah, that's what his name is. This is the Doof Warrior.
That's badass.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. He's got flames that shoot out of his guitar. Double neck for double trouble. Double a fretboard seal.
That was a really good movie.
It was an awesome movie.
I see you got the comic book over here somewhere.
Yeah. Some people say it was gyno-centric, but those people are fucktards. Gyno is like lady-centric.
I do not understand that sentence.
Some people say it was like overtly feminist.
How?
Because like the main character really wasn't Mad Max, even though it was a Mad Max movie. It was really Furiosa. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just how the story played
out.
They're just
working as a team.
Yeah, but that's not thing in action movies. Usually it's like, get in the chopper. You are subservient to me. I am white. I am male.
You know what? My cousin posted this really funny picture. It was like feminist Mad Max, and it showed Tom Hardy like talking to Charlize Theron, and it's like, hey, girl, you should do this, but only if you want to, or something like that. And the best part is it was...
Shoot him in the face at your convenience.
Yeah, and it was like Comic Sans was like the actual letters on the picture.
That reminds me of that song, He's a Man.
Yes, that's Sean Morey.
I do anything I want when my wife's not around.
I'm the top dog around here, but I've been neutered. He's the man. Yeah, it's Sean Morey, the man song. Look it up. Anyways, that's
us for this week. See you next week. That's the intro. That's the outro.